Local Hero Spotlight, focusing on the local hero makers, producers, farmers in our valley with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Ray Young from Next Barn over in Hadley. Ray, you are Star Trek The Next Generation, I guess. Okay, let's call it Local Hero The Next Generation, where there was a foundation of this community-supported agriculture, the notion of a farm share, of people in the community investing in a farm pre-season and putting that money up front to fund a farmer and then reap the benefits in veggies, etc., later in the season when the harvest begins. You learned this from the pioneers in the Pioneer Valley, the founding fathers and mothers of CSA farming. Sure. Who did you learn to farm from?
I learned to farm at Food Bank Farm, Michael Doctor, long-standing CSA, an important place to get your local veggies in this community, and really a big part, I'd say, of the CSA movement nationally.
So when was that you began farming?
Yeah, I apprenticed with Michael from 2005 until 2008, and then I've farmed at a couple other farms, helped to manage a couple other CSAs in the area. And then we started when the Food Bank Farm CSA was closing in 2009. We really wanted to preserve the integrity and the spirit of that community, so we started the Next Barn Over.
And is it literally the next barn over?
Which is literally the next barn over.
Not just a clever name.
Exactly.
Right.
So Michael's been, you know, an incredible asset to our farm and advisor to our farm, and he actually owns the land at the Next Barn Over that we rent from. And Michael and I share a bunch of equipment, we share the barn space, we share some land, so we really get a lot of value out of that.
And if it wasn't for those early farmers in the mm-hmm. valley putting these farm shares together and then training farmers like you who just wanted to have a job, maybe wanted to learn how to farm, and then went off and started your own farm, the explosion of local agriculture, of local availability to CSAs, to farm shares, and, you know, the farmers markets may not have happened in the way that it's happened. Is that untrue, Phil Corman from CESA?
I've never heard you say anything untrue, Monty.
So right I am now, a golden god.
So right now, we are growing about 6,000 farm shares in the valley. And so that's feeding probably 25,000 people in Massachusetts with sustainably grown produce, which is amazing. That's maybe one out of 300 people in the Commonwealth. And Michael Doctor, Dan Kaplan, these are the folks that started CSAs early on. And they actually learned from farmers who were here. I mean, they would say that when they started, they thought they knew a good amount and they didn't realize how much they had to learn. And mm-hmm. they learned from their neighbors who were farmers. And so
people who founded the farming tradition of the valley. I mean, this valley is not new to farming by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure.
But we sort of, as a society, as the United States in general, lost a focus for a time on the importance of local farms, sold off a lot of the farms, lost a lot of commitment to the farms from the community. But there were the stalwarts who held on that trained the Michael Doctors, who became the pioneers of this new food movement, I guess.
I think it would be a completely different situation if we weren't doing CSA. We were totally brand new, you know, like Phil said, first generation really, but sort of second generation farmers here, just in light of having apprenticed for a couple years, but still really new at this whole thing. And most people in my position who aren't in the valley or don't have the sort of connections where there isn't as strong of a CSA community would be in a really different position financially. We've had, you know, from sort of day one, we really, like I said, wanted to preserve the integrity, the spirit of that community, of the Food Bank Farm when the Food Bank Farm closed. So a lot of those members came over to us. And so we've had this loyal, wonderful membership base from day one. The great thing about CSA is that people pledge their support at the beginning of the season. They pay for their share ahead of the season, which is when we need the money to buy seeds and buy fertilizers and all the other things. And we've not been in debt, actually. We've been able to make a real go of this because of the CSA model.
So, you know, here we are in maple syrup season, but it's also the time when 3 months down the road, farmers are always thinking that season ahead at least, and you're starting to think about planting and what you're going to plant and even beginning some thoughts on that. So I, as a person in the community, I need to start thinking about, do I want to buy a CSA farm share?
The spring is upon us. The lovely weather outside this week, you can practically taste the spicy arugula and the little turnips and radishes.
Well, I'm actually eating one of your sweet potatoes.
That's true.
That you brought in here. And this is probably the sweetest sweet potato I've ever had, but you said you didn't put anything on it.
No,
just pulled right out of the ground.
That's right.
So, Ray, you have a different twist on your CSA.
Food justice and building community are also really important parts of what we're trying to do at Next Barn Over. So we've recently, last year, started to build a relationship with Gardening the Community out of Springfield, a wonderful food justice youth gardening organization. We make boxes of our CSAs. We deliver them once a week. And actually, the youth put the boxes in their trailers on their bicycles, and they go and drop them off at people's houses.
So they get all dropped in one central location, and then like a paper route, they go and take the farm. That's great. So you're bringing the farm share to
it's a parsnip
people
root.
In an area that may have a hard time getting to the farm in Hadley.
So right now, if folks want to know which farms have CSAs, if you go to buylocalfood.org, we have them all listed up there on our homepage.
Ray Young from Next Barn over in Hadley, and Phil Corman from CESA, buylocalfood.org.